When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are loving these new shows.
We've literally never hugged.
Okay, fine. Bring it in.
That's how you do it, people. That's the kind of attention this lady deserves.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, March 6th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Dakota Johnson may not have the same power of foresight as her titular heroine in Madam Web, but her own vision of the future does not include making more high-profile comic book movies. In a new Bustle interview, the actress said that working on the superhero flick was, quote, definitely an experience, though not one she's looking to replicate, explaining, I had never done anything like it before. I probably will never do anything like it again because I don't make sense in that world, and I know that now. But sometimes in this industry, you sign on to something, and it's one thing. And then as you're making it, it becomes a completely different thing. And you're like, wait, what? Released on Valentine's Day and set in Sony's Spider-Man movie universe, Madam Web stars Johnson as Cassandra Webb, a paramedic who develops psychic powers and becomes a reluctant hero. The film has underperformed at the box office and been panned by critics while being thoroughly memeified. Johnson said she's, quote, not surprised that this has gone down the way it has, adding that, of course, it's not nice to be a part of something that's ripped to shreds, but I can't say that I don't understand. And Captain Charlie Griffin, a fisherman featured on National Geographic's reality series Wicked Tuna, died in a boating accident on the Outer Banks on March 4th. Griffin's boat went missing on Sunday evening near the Oregon Inlet, where the vessel is believed to have capsized. That, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. The captain was traveling from Virginia to Wanchese, North Carolina, with a second occupant aboard the vessel. The search for that person is still underway. The U.S. Coast Guard did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. Griffin and his Reels of Fortune crew appeared on seasons 2 through 5 of Wicked Tuna Outer Banks, previously titled Wicked Tuna North versus South. The series follows fishermen who fish for lucrative bluefin tuna off the coast of North Carolina. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 3.
Pranks, animal scratches, and more than a couple casual mentions of former snowboarding glory. Animal Control returns tonight, and while it took the show a bit to find its footing during the first season, it got there and finished things up with Shred, ready to act on his feelings for Emily, even though she's his boss. But his determination to break off things with his former girlfriend the proper way left him waiting just a bit too long. And Emily began dating her predecessor at Animal Control, Rick, who had to leave his job after a particularly gruesome encounter with a wild animal that left him with a gloved hand, scars, and a fake ear. Have a listen to this scene from the new season as Shred talks to Joel McHale's Kevin about the relationship he wishes could happen.
I hate Rick. I hate him. He always tries to act like he's such a great dude.
He is a great dude.
I know he's a great dude. Everyone knows he's a great dude. I mean, he used eucalyptus in that bouquet, Frank. That's a quality filler.
I wish I could throw you out of the truck right now, preferably in motion. You and I are not meant to be on equal footing.
Well, get used to it.
It's unnatural.
Why are you always so critical?
I've told you about my dad. I'm toning it down.
Don't even get me started on the fact that we've literally never hugged.
Ugh. All right, Shred. You win. What the? No, not the hug. Look, clearly what I've been doing is not shutting you up. So what's going to take your mind off Emily? Whatever that is, that's what we're doing today.
Really? Like my own special day? Like a Shred's day?
Or like a long lunch, but sure.
Whatever I want, you promise not to judge me?
Oh, absolutely not. Would you ask Michelangelo not to sculpt?
I thought he was more of a nunchuck guy.
Not the Ninja Turtle.
I know!
The whole floundering team, including Mikhail, Vella Lovell, Michael Rowland, Ravi Patel, and Grace Palmer, returns tonight for the season 2 premiere of Animal Control at 9 on Fox and streaming tomorrow on Hulu. It's trivia time. In a mid-season episode of Animal Control, Shred and Joel McHale's Frank are trapped in a dressing room by a vicious dog. McHale says he knows that the calm word for the dog is tranquilo, which he knows is correct because he took Spanish at a community college. Well, what other McHale-led show is he referencing with that call-out? The Bear, The Great Indoors, or Community? Stick around for the answer. The last few years have been tough for Erica Jayne, resident ice queen of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Her husband, Tom Girardi, who had been the main backer in her career as a would-be pop star, was disbarred and he was ordered to pay more than $2 million he stole from vulnerable clients. Erica maintained her innocence, and though she was absolved of any wrongdoing in her husband's affairs, the court of public opinion had already turned against her. But Erica did not shy away from the glare, deciding to continue filming Housewives, though without her husband's fortune, did she really have a choice? And now that the smoke has started to clear, she is trying to sweep up the ashes of her stalled career. Cut to her 2-hour Bravo documentary, Erica Jayne, Bet It All on Blonde, which details the road to her big comeback, a residency in Las Vegas, while awaiting the news of her estranged husband's trial. Here's a preview.
5, 6, 7, 8. You're less than 24 hours.
Nothing is making me happy.
Need to work on the timing.
What are the lyrics? I don't even know the lyrics to my own song.
No, terrible.
I know what my problem is. We're over budget. Tom's behavior was bad for 3 years. The this man did. The fallout is great.
I want to see lights.
His family. He hurt them too.
I have to bring something up. It was Tom's.
How was it today? I would be a liar if I said it's 100% out of my mind.
I want to see a show and I want to see a performance from the performers.
Now I have to pick up and do a show.
I don't think we can do it.
Why?
No one was killing it, including you.
Erica Jayne, Betting It All on Blonde, airs tonight at 9 on Bravo, and it's available to stream tomorrow on Peacock. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch, we'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Forget March Madness, it's March Maskness time. Season 11 of The Masked Singer is finally here, and EW can confirm that the premiere episode kicks off with a major bang. First, there's a fireworks-filled performance from brand new panelist Rita Ora, who steps in this season for Nicole Scherzinger. And then there's the season's first unmasking, which is being touted as, quote, absolutely insane. You cannot miss it. Well, we can tease that whether you're a massive fan of the show or you've never tuned in, you will love it. And you'll definitely be laughing. Fans can expect 16 masked celebrities to battle it out this season, 3 of which will be wildcard contestants. The zany costumes revealed so far include Gumball, Lizard, Ugly Sweater, Goldfish, Starfish, Lovebird, and Book. Let's take a listen at what else is behind the mask this season.
Listen up, the mask mayhem is back in full swing.
Oh yeah, this season goes to 11, isn't it?
The Masked Singer is back with a bang.
Let's shake things up.
Rita Ora in the house.
I am so thrilled to be stepping in as season 11 new panelist. So let's go
We're never stopping.
Join in on the fun with all new incredible themes.
Hey, Optimus Prime.
What are you doing after the show?
Hey,
we will
rock you.
You know, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Some of my favorite costumes have been on season 11 of The Masked Singer.
Woo! Ugly sweaters, always in style.
There's so many that I want to take home.
Clock's been putting it down since the very beginning.
You have a book.
I'm studying.
You're all going to be excited to see who the book is.
You're ruining the show.
Stand by, I'll give you a cue.
The stage is set, the masks are on,
and the competition is fierce.
I'm taking everyone down.
Yo, bring it on.
Don't you cry.
Twice, you and I can be together for the brand new season of The Masked Singer.
Well, be sure to tune into Fox tonight at 8 Eastern to see Ugly Sweater, Goldfish, Starfish, Lovebird, and Book compete in the first episode, which will also feature returning host Nick Cannon and panelists Ken Jeong, Robin Thicke, and Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. On Animal Control, Joel McHale incorrectly pronounces tranquilo, but says he knows he's right because he took Spanish at a community college, which is a reference to which other McHale series? The Bear, The Great Indoors, or Community? It is, of course, Community. In the show's early seasons, McHale's Jeff Winger took Spanish from Senor Chang, played by Ken Jeong, who was a horrible teacher, so it's not surprising McHale still doesn't know how to pronounce tranquillo. And that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Lauren Huff, Lester Brathwaite, and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to Watch.